Thanks, Mike Perry, number one fan, Big Fatty Online 2018.
Aww.
He won the Big Fatty number one fan contest this year.
Ooh.
I know. I entered it. I've entered it for 11 fucking years. Guess who hadn't fucking won? One goddamn bit. I'm not bitter, though. At all. At all.
Can you try that again? Say it like you mean it.
I'm not bitter. At all. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
I need acting skills.
I bought it.
Really? You bought it?
No, I didn't.
I don't think I'd be a very good actor. I get way too shy and I can't remember my lines.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
I need acting skills.
I bought it.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2672. I say chew of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 24th of April 2018, y'all. Coming up.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some E letters, and there was something in the villa. Hello, Vernus Big. Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, you're Verners today because Verner as in how Verna dare you, Chris in Tennessee from New Jersey from Tennessee. He had one of his snide, I say you, is his snidely whiplash, Big Fatty. He had one of his snide comments about, you know, Big Fatty says that I don't remember exactly what I said, but he says, oh, he's on episode number 2671, and he says he doesn't like being in the spotlight. Well, you know, there's a difference. Maybe lauded is what I'm. Big Fatty is big to say accept gifts graciously and take a compliment and y'all. Big Fatty, you don't do it worth a shit is what you're saying. Yeah, pretty much. That is. On Saturday, y'all, I have a package arrived here at the villa, y'all, and it's from Mr. Tim Kumo. Yes, Big Fatty, we the patron saint. It's true, but y'all, he had sent me an e letter. Now let's see if I can find the e letter. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Let's see here. No, I don't see it there. Let's see if I threw it away. Big Fatty, how Verna dare you throw it away? Let's just see here. Oh, well, here we go. He says, hey, Big Fatty, I mailed a package to you and I recorded a little audio clip to go along with the package for when you open it on the little show. Don't listen to this until you open the package and then play the audio file to explain the package contents. Can't wait to hear your laughter on the little show. Tim Kumal, y'all, you know, he is the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all, here we go. Straight Bob has posted something. Y'all, I don't know why it went into the junk mail. Benny, don't tell him that it went in the junk mail. I'm going to have to go look at that right now. Let's just see what Straight Bob sent. Y'all, well, where the hell is it? There it is. He says, Big Fatty, until the very end, I was convinced all the little show you had, I was convinced all show you had sex earlier by the way you were clearing your throat. Big Fatty, Papa Throat. Well, Straight Bob, Big Fatty, you just wrote Poopa Throat. I don't know why I had papa throat, because I didn't have any papas. But anyway, Straight Bob, thank you for picking out my big fatty, picking out your what are those things? Your my maybe it's my a gentleman caller warning signs. Big fatty, there's plenty of those. All right, so y'all, I'm gonna open this envelope now. Okay, and I've got the scissors here to do this, and we're gonna just do this right now. And y'all, I'm gonna reach in here, and oh, there's a card, and it's here, and it says, "Well, I tell you, am I supposed to look at all this first? It's, all right. Well, anyway, is a card. It says, celebrating your success as you retire. Time is not measured by the passing of years, but by one." But by what one does, what one feels, and what one achieves. A time to celebrate all you've done and everything you are yet to be. Congratulations and best wishes for the years ahead. Big Fatty, congratulations on your retirement. Relax and enjoy. Love. Tim and Ron. Well, Tim and Ron, thank you so much. And y'all, in here is some Bayside candies, superior quality. Y'all, there's some gummy bears in here, and y'all, we may just have to open those up and give it a try. But Big Fatty, you're supposed to play the voice letter, all right? So we're gonna play this little clip.
Good morning, Big Fatty. We're sure that over the years that you've been working at the coal mine, that you've experienced frustrations with coworkers and supervisors, and some of those frustrations were expressed in the Blowing It Out with Big Fatty segments on The Little Show, as well as those that went unmentioned. Your mission, Big Fatty, should you choose to accept it, is to put these shart-inducing sugar-free gummy bears into the community candy dish on your last day of work before leaving. As you walk out the door on your last day, you will know that all your frustrations will be vindicated. As always, should you or any of your podcast friends be caught or implicated, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Oh!
Good luck, Big Fatty.
Thank you! Dang, yo, Tim, I know, but y'all, I have heard stories about these sugar-free gummy bears. And y'all, he sent me another e-letter that I didn't really look at. And let's just see if I can find it. Big Fatty, of course you can't find it. Let's just see here. Oh, well, maybe it's in the trash also. All right, let's just go up here and Coramal. Here we go. He says, this will give you a clue as to the contents of the package. I realized after I sealed the mailer that I forgot to put a sticker on the contents that say, do not eat. You will laugh and you will laugh at your mission. Be ready. And y'all, I think I've told people about these before. Y'all, they're a super laxative. They're not your normal gummy worms. These are unholy demon bears. I was sitting on the couch with my wife snacking on these, and they taste amazing. The bears are deceitfully gummy, and the flavor is spot on. However, after about 20 to 30 minutes after snacking on about 2 handfuls of this tasty treat, I had to promptly run, and I'm not kidding when I say run, to the bathroom. I almost couldn't get my pants down fast enough. What came after I sat down was something between a demon fire hydrant and an all-out chemical assault on my poor toilet. The noise the noises that my stomach made sounded like the gates of hell being thrust open by an army of darkness. If you're looking for a great laxative, look no further. These baths will cleanse your bowels in a way that you won't soon forget. Pranksters, also needn't look any further. than to hand these out to your unsuspected victim and then bask in the groans of sheer pain and anguish coming from the bathroom. If you just want some tasty gummy bears, don't buy these. I'm writing this review from my toilet, which I have been residing on for the last 30 minutes, unleashing the hell flood that these gummies will make happen. The only way I would buy these again is for a prank, or if I was utterly stopped up and could not find relief with other less violent laxatives. Ready? That is vulgar. Y'all, there's another one here. Let's just read it. Well, no, there's two more. It says, a co-worker was going into my residence room and eating all of her food without asking or even saying thank you. So I got some of these gummy bears and told her to let him eat all he wants. I don't know what they did to him, but we notice now that when he walks, his butt whistles. That's vulgar. And here's the last one. In mid-October, I bought a bag of candy as revenge upon the devil's spawn in my neighborhood, who had decided it's worth the possibility of getting caught stealing packages off our porches. They have been targeting smallish boxes that are easy to carry and that seem like they might contain something good to eat. I'm not willing to spend hundreds of dollars for a security camera if I can find a way to deter the looters instead. Hey, long story short, it's the best $10 I ever spent. I ordered this innocent looking bag of diarrhea with the intent of it arriving the Friday afternoon when I was leaving early Saturday for a long weekend. I checked my front porch on Friday evening and was delighted to see there was an innocuous 8x10 mailing bag that I left propped up against the front door with the Amazon smile visible from the sidewalk. I got back to town a few days later, and sure enough, the bag was gone. I have since ordered several different items for home delivery from the Amazon and other vendors with no missing deliveries in the past month. It makes me happy imagining the extent to which these cute little candy bears have wrought gyrothermogastric hell upon those thieving little bastards. And the best part is neither they nor their mother likely have any idea what caused their bouts of gut cramping explosive mud. Fatty, I only hope they ate a handful on the way to the school bus stop too. Fatty, it's just vulgar. And there's one last thing. Did exactly what I hoped within 30 to 45 minutes. I've never seen a group of people ready to kill each other for the turnip. It's a great party snack. Fatty. So, Tim, thank you so much. I cannot wait who knows? Maybe I will take them to the Gadays. Big Fatty, your mission is to take them to the coal mine on your last day. Well, I guess, but Tim and Ron, thank you so much for the cat. That's just as sweet as you can be, and I hope I don't forget that these are the mudslide inducing gummy bears. Big Fatty, you can have gummy bears everywhere, and just the way they eat in the coal mine, they'll be gone in a matter of minutes. Anyway, but Tim, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I've received Big Fatty, you need to play the Natter music. I guess I do. Dear Gussie, y'all, I got a, last week was, what was it? Big Fatty, we don't remember. It was Lurker Week. And y'all, I got an e-letter. Let's just see if I can find it here real quick. Y'all, I got it from that Joe in Dallas. Here it is right here. And it says, Big Fatty, Poodle. and Squeaky, I just wanted to drop you a little line to let you know that while I haven't called in a month of Sundays, I do still listen to the little show as it is one of my favorite podcasts each week. Big Fatties, you know it comes out 5 days every week? Well, I guess. Your show is in my ears on the way to work in the mornings or on the way home from a long day. You were able to bring a smile to my face after the death of a loved one while I struggled with my mother's recovery from surgery and in some of the less difficult days of my life. Your words and humor were with me on happy days like vacations and birthdays, as well as the day of our wedding. For all the recipes, kind words, wisdom, and drunkie casts from the Horror Hotel, I thank you. Love and hugs, and maybe one live in New Orleans. Joe in Dallas, Big Fatty, Joe in Dallas. It was so. Well, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter. It's always lovely to hear from a number one fan. I just had the little thing up here. I think Joe in Dallas was like our fourth number one fan. I think it was Bill in St. Louis, and then it was Moose P, and then Gavin, and then Joe in Dallas. You know, Joe in Dallas and Gavin share the same birthday. Big Fatty, how do you remember that? I don't know, but I do. Joe, thank you so much. And Joe, you would make my day. You know, we've got the number one fan. We've got Moose P. We got Gavin. We've got Mr. Mike, number one fan. I think Nessa's going to be there. And having Joe in Dallas, we could have just a, yes, Big Fatty, a family reunion of sorts. It's true. Joe in Dallas, I maybe, just maybe, better become, hell yes, I'm coming. Big Fatty, you tell him. Anyway, y'all, I just want to tell you one last little thing before the time runs out. Y'all, we went out for birthday supper Sunday night to one of those Japanese steakhouses for our friend Jeremy, who's coming to the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty, you call him that because that's his name. It's true. And y'all, we had such a good time, and it was we all laughed. We had the funniest guy do the cooking and everything. And Big Fatty, he was as vulgar as the rest of you around the table. Yes. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I've got to go to the doctor. Got to go to the doctor today. Y'all, it's a follow-up, nothing to be concerned about. He wants to check my cholesterol again. Yes, Big Fatty. And probably my blood sugars or something like that. Who knows? So, anyway, we'll see how that goes. And, y'all, it's been raining all day Monday, and it's supposed to continue into, Tuesday. So we'll see how it goes. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and, Ricky, tell us about your plans for New Orleans.
Is that better?
Yeah, I
need completely acting skills.
I bought it.
Oh, Big Fatty Adam bought the fact that Ricky and them are going.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.